Peace be with you and your loved ones. May you find hope and faith in the revealing of Imam Mahdi and the return of Prophet Jesus the Christ. Peace be upon them. This is my sermon for Sunday, May 17th, 2020. It's called The Protection of God. I'm John Shuck. My website is johnshuck.com. Spell my name, J-O-H-N-S-H-U-C-K, johnshuck.com. I've been a Presbyterian Church USA minister for over 27 years. I've served four congregations. I am currently on sabbatical, I guess you could say. I don't pastor a church currently, but if one calls, I will serve. My theology, my experience has changed a great deal, especially in these last couple of years, as a number of things that have happened to me, as well as what I've been searching and seeking and discovering. I'll share some of those things with you today. First is a reading from a translation of the Holy Quran. This is from Al-Baqarah, the cow, chapter 2, verses 151 through 157. Even as we have sent you an apostle from among yourselves to convey unto you our messages and to cause you to grow in purity and to impart unto you revelation and wisdom and to teach you that which you knew not. So, remember me, and I shall remember you, and be grateful unto me, and deny me not. O you who have attained to faith, seek aid in steadfast patience and prayer. For behold, God is with those who are patient in adversity. And say not of those who are slain in God's cause, they are dead. Nay, they are alive, but you perceive it not. And most certainly shall we try you by means of danger and hunger and loss of worldly goods, of lives and of labor's fruits. But give glad tidings unto those who are patient in adversity, who when calamity befalls them say, verily unto God do we belong, and verily unto him we shall return. It is they upon whom their sustainers' blessings and grace are bestowed, and it is they who are on the right path. That's from The Message of the Quran, translated and explained by Muhammad Asad. And from the same translation, chapter 33, verse 70. O you who have attained to faith, remain conscious of God and always speak with a will to bring out only what is just and true. The next reading is from Imam Ali, peace be upon him. He is the son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny. This is from a collection of Imam Ali's writings called The Peak of Eloquence. This is a commentary on the phrase, the fear of Allah, which is taqwa. Page 477. Certainly, fear of Allah is the key to guidance, provision for the next world, freedom from every slavery, and deliverance from all ruin. With its help, the seeker succeeds, and he who makes for safety escapes and achieves his aims. And finally, from the New Testament book of Revelation. The full title is The Revelation or Apocalypse of Jesus Christ to John. This is chapter 20, verse 4. Then I saw thrones, and those seated on them were given authority to judge. I also saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony to Jesus and for the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or its image, and had not received its mark on their foreheads or their hands. And this is an ancient Christian prayer discovered in the 20th century at Nag Hammadi, Egypt. It's in a collection of texts that had been buried, hidden perhaps, for over 1,400 years after Orthodox so-called Christianity took over. So these are Christians who were underground. It's called the Prayer of Thanksgiving. And this is the prayer that they spoke. We give thanks to you. Every soul and heart is lifted up to you, undisturbed name, honored with the name God and praised with the name Father. For to everyone and everything comes the fatherly kindness and affection and love and any teaching there may be that is sweet and plain, giving us mind, speech, and knowledge. Mind, so that we may understand you. Speech, so that we may expound you. Knowledge, so that we may know you. We rejoice, having been illuminated by your knowledge. We rejoice because you have shown us yourself. We rejoice because while we were in the body, you have made us divine through your knowledge. The thanksgiving of the person who attains to you is one thing, that we know you. We have known you, intellectual light, life of life, we have known you. Womb of every creature, we have known you. Womb pregnant with the nature of the Father, we have known you. Eternal permanence of the begetting Father, thus we have worshipped your goodness. There is one petition that we ask. We would be preserved in knowledge. And there is one protection that we desire, that we not stumble in this kind of life. When they had said these things in the prayer, they embraced each other, and they went to eat their holy food, which has no blood in it. The Prayer of Thanksgiving from the Nag Hammadi Collection. My dearest friends, I'm going to put it straight out. We are at the end of days. The beast is rising. Satan has cast his shadow over the world. And now is the time for the faithful, and that doesn't necessarily mean religious, but the faithful, to seek protection, to speak what is true and just, to love, to be faithful, and through that, conquer. Before I say more about spiritual things, we do need to talk about some earthly things. What is happening to us? That is the question we all should be asking. What is really going on? And you will not, I repeat, you will not get the answer to that question from the television screens, the 24/7 propaganda. You will not get it from most alternative media either. One rule of thumb is to look for those who are being censored, banned, and deplatformed. The wise person will search those voices out and listen to what they have to say. It doesn't mean everything they say is true, or anything they say is true, for that matter. You must discern. You must decide on your own. You must know that there is a reason people are censored, and it's not for the reason the censors give. People are not banned by the powers for speaking falsehoods. They are banned for saying things too close to the truth. But that does not mean you can be lazy. Deception abounds. The most important thing you must do is to determine who your true friends are and who the enemy is. You must do this if you have any hope of survival as a free person. You must do this to protect your soul. Another rule of thumb in regards to the media. Any media source, personality, journalist, or any politician or authority that is unable to tell you the truth about what happened on September 11th, 2001, cannot be trusted to tell the truth about what is happening now with this COVID psyop. And that narrows it down quite a bit. Those who do not get 9/11 was a false flag to blame Muslims for a crime they did not commit, and set us on a path of endless war abroad and the curtailing of our rights and freedoms at home under the lie of a so-called war on terrorism, will not be able to understand what's happening now, at least as I see it. Those powers are the masters of deception. The serpent in Genesis is their model. COVID is a false flag against nature. It's blaming a natural virus for all the stuff that has happened to us. And what's happened? Well, we've lost our right to worship, to privacy, to assembly, to commerce, to travel. We've been shut up in our homes. We have been isolated from others. People are being arrested for not wearing a mask. Others are arrested for trying to reopen their businesses. People are arrested for attending worship. 34 million Americans are now unemployed. This lockdown will kill millions of Americans over the course of time. And a virus did not cause this. Perpetrators have caused this. And I believe they are ultimately the same transnational agencies and personalities that were behind 9/11 and so many other crimes against humanity. We can call them archons, or we can use the term used in the book of Revelation, the beast. The beast is rising. And now, masks, which are nothing more than signs of submission, are becoming mandatory. They are being pushed for so-called health reasons. There's nothing healthy about masking ourselves when there's absolutely nothing wrong with us. We are not diseased. We are not sick. This masking, this standing in rows, 6 feet apart, following arrows taped to the floor, unable to congregate, unable to meet, even in another person's house. This is not about health. We are being socially conditioned and spiritually conditioned to lose our humanity. And then we will be easily controlled. What is coming are mandatory vaccinations that, again, have nothing to do with the virus. These will be shots of poison and who knows what else, possibly microchips for surveillance. We are being massively surveilled and spied upon on the excuse of limiting the spread of a virus. President Trump says we will all receive this mark of the beast and he will mobilize the army to do it. President Trump is not your friend. Biden isn't either. None of them is a friend. It doesn't matter that politicians fight with one another. It's part of the stage show. They are all puppets of the beast. The beast wishes to control all of humanity and to transform all of humanity into its minions, its image. It's really not hard to explain what's happening. Our population is 8 billion, or nearly so. It was about 3 billion when I was born in the early 1960s. It was around 1 billion when my father was born in 1918. From 1918 to now, 1 billion to nearly 8 billion. The human population's exponential rise is connected directly with the production of oil that made it all possible. We might say that in oil we live and move and have our being. The problem is that oil is a finite source. Its production has peaked, and we are collapsing as peak oil researcher after researcher after researcher has been trying to tell us for years. And it isn't just peak oil. It begins there, but it's peak everything. It is overshoot. Our infinite growth economy cannot sustain itself on a finite planet. I consider myself new to this, even as I have been writing about it for about 14 years. We have hit our limits. And these researchers have been telling us this is coming. Now it's here. No one listened, including the media. What most of the peak oil researchers didn't understand, I think, is the nature and power and presence of evil. All along, in the shadows, the archons, the beast, the serpents, the global elite, the puppeteers have been planning for this. They knew this is an engineered collapse, a controlled demolition of the economy. That's what this lockdown is. They are reducing the population to a manageable size for them. We, you and I, have decided none of this. We made none of these decisions. We didn't get to vote on it. These lockdowns were imposed upon all of us. Everything is imposed, imposed with deception. And it all makes perfect sense. People are easily manipulated by the media. Tell them it's a virus, make them terrified, and they'll do whatever you want, even when it's against our very nature. It's truly diabolical. And the thing is that very, very few will even come close to understanding what is happening. You might be different. If you're still listening to me, you probably are. But that would require of you great discernment. You would have to recognize that evil exists and is at work and has been for ages. But we are deceived. Deception is the nature of this beast. Now, there are people who do get this. They are our teachers, and they are desperately trying to tell others. They are on social media platforms, loading articles and memes, creating videos, loading them on YouTube and being deleted from real doctors who actually care about truth, showing the official stories to be wrong. These videos are removed. It's hard. It is despairing. It's painful to me to see many of my colleagues in ministry simply caving into the beast. But I'm telling you, you who are trying your hardest to communicate truth and being attacked for it, you are, regardless of your religion or if you have any, are the seekers. You are the faithful. You are the beloved of God. You are bearing witness. You need to know something else. You cannot sustain this by yourself. You need to make sure that you are caring for yourself spiritually. I'm speaking to myself as much as to anyone else. I cannot sustain this spiritually and emotionally. And yet, we need to keep bearing witness. This is the long game. If we think that success means convincing the masses, we will not be successful. Remember, it is stacked against us. We are using the media of the enemy. We are playing slots against the house. The house lets you win once in a while, so you keep playing. The beast, though, owns this game. The media is the message when you own the media. At some point, we will be forced underground. And we will not defeat the beast by ourselves. It will require, as I see it now, divine intervention. What are we doing? Taqwa. T-A-Q-W-A. The transliteration of an Arabic word that means many, many things. Often translated as fear of Allah. It's like the first and second steps in AA. We admit we are powerless and only a power greater than ourselves can restore us to sanity. We are seeking to be centered in the sovereignty of God. This is a spiritual test. You're being tested. We are all being tested. I'm not going to engage in all kinds of debates about how one stays within this protection and what religion tells you the right way or the wrong way. There are many spiritual teachers. Again, it's up to you to discern. Up to you to decide to seek Allah's protection and then be open to where Allah leads you in order to carry it out. Again, I'm not talking about a particular religion. I'm not saying this religion is right and this one's wrong. I'm saying find the depth of the spirituality that is God, Allah, Christ, consciousness, whatever name points to the highest power for you. I'm also saying, don't be childish and obstinate. Don't play games with this. By the grace of God, I had the opportunity 2 years ago to visit the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala, Iraq. And I was changed by that. I didn't change to a different religion. I was changed spiritually to understand a deeper sense of my own faith, to be confronted by the sacrifice of Hussein about what is true and just. I discovered that Jesus and Hussein are brothers. They are one. And if we're going to be faithful against this evil, we must all be one. One in the search for truth, one in the speaking of truth, one in our brotherhood and our sisterhood. It's not time to fight over which religion is right. It's time to deepen the relationship with God in our lives. Taqwa, fear of Allah. Seek the protection of God. Seek the protection of your soul. Pray to God that the beast will not touch your soul. Pray that you will not stumble in taqwa. We are under attack, and this is a spiritual attack. And you need to put on the armor of God. This is from Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak. From Ephesians chapter 6. We are now in chaotic times. Friends you've known for years have put on their masks, followed orders, and have obeyed the beast, just going along. They think you're crazy and dangerous now. People who you thought you would never befriend are now in common cause with you. Now is the time we discover who we really are. Truth changes things. Truth is the common cause. No one owns it. No one has it. But the faithful do seek it. Truth is the fruit of taqwa, the fear of Allah, the fear of God. And the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. All the faiths teach this at the deepest level. Seek what is true and good, no matter what your belief system. And don't give up. But take care. It's not all about you. The burden of awakening the world is not yours. It is God's burden. So take time for God. Take time for prayer. Take time for breath. Test your spirit. Test your emotions. Don't feed your anger or your fear. Notice those emotions, but know that they are not you. Ask God to purify your anger and your fear. Whatever happens, your deepest self, your soul, your heart is in the protection of God. And bear witness to God. However you define God, however you define this highest power, you can do all things through your highest power, through Christ, who strengthens you. You are beloved. You belong to God. Remember that always. Amen.